on the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 football championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
National semifinalist Oklahoma highlights six teams from the Big 12 who will be competing in bowl games. And, listen, we needed to hope, we needed to pray that some things happened. Championship weekend, we needed some wins from LSU, we needed the Ducks to come. Well, let's just rewind and listen to last week. I'm looking at the college football playoff rankings, and I'm telling you, it's a long shot, but there's a chance. There's a chance that the winner of this game on Saturday gets in. So, all right, real quick. All right, let's assume Ohio State beats Wisconsin. Buckeyes are the number one seed. All right. Let's assume LSU. I'm doing a lot of assumptions here. Let's assume LSU beats Georgia. Bulldogs will be out of the number four spot. And then Clemson will be whoever they're playing. They can play the ACC All-Stars. It doesn't matter. Clemson's going to win. They're going to beat Virginia. So they'll stay at three. So if Oregon beats Utah, who is fifth in the college football playoff rankings, then that leaves the winner of Oklahoma-Baylor 6-7, I think, to move up to four. So you've got to cheer for four teams. Well, five teams. You're going to cheer for your team, whether you're a Sooner fan or a Baylor Bear fan. And then you've got to cheer for LSU, Wisconsin. Throw them in there against Ohio State. You may as well. Virginia, and then Oregon. I mean, that's the big one. So we'll see what happens. It was a glorious show. It was a glorious weekend, and Oklahoma's in there. So now, last week, I had Toby Rowland, the voice of the Sooners, on, along with John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, and there were a couple of things that I thought would take place or that were at least key in this game. And one of those was the 11 a.m. start, and Toby said, you know what, listen, it's a big game. People are going to be ready to go. Oklahoma had played five games that started at 11 o'clock in the morning. Baylor only won. Well, look at that. The Sooners jumped out to a 10-0 lead. So they looked off, and the Sooners came out ready to go. So I thought that was a key. The other thing, CeeDee Lamb was playing in this game. Eight catches, 173 yards. And then we also talked about Denzel Mims, no catches at all, and I think maybe two targets. I think I counted two. Baylor had nine receptions total, and CeeDee Lamb had eight. That was a big difference. The Baylor defense came up big. Jalen Hurts, two turnovers again. I mean, when they're rolling, when they're doing things right, they're unstoppable. But then Jalen Hurts makes mistakes, and he continues to do that over and over, and Baylor turned that into 10 points. And then the other thing that was absolutely huge, and I think he gets a ton of credit for keeping this thing a game, is head coach Matt Rhule. I mean, he was juggling quarterbacks like a manager making pitching changes. To go through three quarterbacks and get this thing into overtime and start the fourth quarter rally. Let's go back and listen to that, their longest play of the season.
Here's Zeno, takes the snap, stands in, fires it over the middle, it is caught. Middle of the field, he's running gone. At the 40, the 50, that's Ebner. Ebner with the speed, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Baylor Bears. 81 yards, Jacob Zeno to Trestan Ebner, and the Bears are in the end zone here in the fourth quarter.
I mean, as that's going on, I was like, oh, man, this is going to get interesting. It's going to get interesting. And then, Mayers kicks the field goal, and then in overtime, the Sooners broke through.
Two wides, two tights. Stevens in the back, in motion, Lamb. He sets up tight end right. Snap to Hurts. Handoff, Stevenson breaks through. Touchdown!
Ramondre Stevenson. 5-yard touchdown run, and Oklahoma strikes first in overtime.
All right, so the Peach Bowl, Oklahoma and LSU. And then on January 1st, man, what a Sugar Bowl. Baylor and Georgia. That's some great games. We'll get into some more bowl games. But we're going to talk with Dave Hunziker. We're going to look at Oklahoma State and their bowl game with Texas A&M. We're going to talk about that. We'll also talk about Kansas State. What an unbelievable season. They were picked to finish near the bottom of the Big 12. And now they're going to be in the Liberty Bowl in Memphis against Navy. And Wyatt Thompson will be joining us. He'll be our guest. So that's coming up later in the show. Basketball, another number one team goes down. Texas Tech scores the big win over Louisville last night in the Jimmy V Classic. So Michigan State, number one for a week, they were gone. Kentucky, gone. Duke was in there for 2 weeks. Louisville in there for 2 weeks. Now it looks like it opens the door for Kansas. They'll host UMKC, the Kangaroos of Kansas City. That should be a Jayhawk win. They get to number one. You look at the Jayhawks schedule coming up on the 21st, number 20, Villanova. Can a team go longer than 2 weeks at the top spot? Coming up, another voice that we'll hear from, the voice of the Red Raiders, Jeff Haxton. He'll talk about this good start that Chris Beard has his team off to. When you look at all the scoring that they lost, they're playing some great defense. One of their scores, the big scores, leading scorer out with an injury. And they pull off the big win over Louisville. So I wanted to talk to him about that. So that's all coming up tonight. We got a busy show here on Big 12 this week. Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designs custom-branded suits and blazers representing your college. They can customize any lining of your personalized suit. Add your school's logo. Check them out, revealsuits.com. Use the promo code HOLIDAY for 20% off your total purchase. Reveal Suits provides upscale signature branded merchandise. Turn your suit into a statement where passion meets fashion. Reveal Suits. We're coming up with more. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Benson penetrates, jump stops and kicks. McCullough, nobody wants to shoot it. Clark dropped it with 7 of the shot clock, retrieves it, shoots it for 3. Yes, sir! 3 by Chris Clark!
All right, we're back on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College. That's Jeff Haxton, the voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders men's basketball team. A big win last night over number one Louisville. Another number one drops. 70-57, the final. In New York, it's been a long night, a long day for you, Jeff, getting no sleep at all. What the heck was going on?
We kind of got delayed at the airport. Couldn't get through the security gate, and that put us back about an hour. And then we flew against all this weather, so it took us 4 hours to get back. And then I had to work some when I got home. I had to do that Red Raider Daily Update. And then we were too close to taking the kids and getting them up, taking them to school to go to sleep. So I've just kept on trucking.
Oh, my gosh. What an outstanding game. Another number one falls in the country. Just a big picture first before we get into this game. How surprising is that, there's a number one curse?
Yeah, it seems to be whoever grabs it is in trouble. So I guess look out, Jayhawks, because – they would be next in line. We'll see how they handle that number one ranking. But everybody just keeps falling off when they get to that position, it seems. I think it shows that there's a lot of parity in college basketball, that you can have a team like Texas Tech that has so many question marks about it and go in as only 6-point underdogs to the number one team in the country. We're going to see a lot of fun basketball this year. I know that.
Yeah, what does that say about the respect for Coach Beard and that program, considering that four of the team's top five starters are gone, and some expected this to be a transition year, but that doesn't appear to be the mentality from Coach Beard.
Well, yeah, off that Elite Eight team 2 years ago, you lost six of your eight top scorers and a bunch of seniors. And so you thought there'd be a big drop off there. Well, they hit the jackpot in the grad transfer market with Tariq Owens and Matt Mooney. You got a lottery pick in Jarrett Culver, and you're in the Final Four and playing for a championship. So you're kind of going through that same cycle, and you're like, surely it can't happen again. Surely this will be a fall off, and you know it still could be. I mean, it's still out there as far as what this team will be, but we see what they can be last night with suffocating defense, timely shooting, good enough offense, and they put it together. And as far as, you know, just being a 6-point underdog, I think that is just a ton of respect for the product that Coach Beard has installed, the culture that he's installed, and the overall talent of basketball players that he's putting out on the court. I think you saw some respect in that line, and now more national eyes will open up because of what the Red Raiders did to Louisville.
And then I know Jamias Ramsey, he was out second or third game now with a leg injury. I mean, that was 17 points out of the lineup. So what happened last night? Kind of take us through what you saw.
Well, I saw Louisville get out to a good start. They led 12-5, and then the momentum changed. On a three hit by Avery Benson, the walk-on is your first big basket of the night. You go on an 11-0 run from that point where you're down 12-5. They hold Louisville to almost 10 minutes without a field goal. And that's remarkable, where you've got a team that's so good offensively with so many skilled players. And that's a healthy Louisville team. So there's really no excuse. They just ran into what Texas Tech can be defensively, which is a buzzsaw. And they kind of felt that pressure on a big stage. And then, you know, once the Red Raiders took that lead, they really, you know, never gave it back. There were only two lead changes. And so the Red Raiders just kept them at arm's length. And when Louisville would make a run, Tech hit a big shot. There were three really big shots in that second half. Chris Clark hit one from the left wing with the shot clock winding down. It was a three. Tyler Edwards hit a long two that snapped the drought. And then you had Davide Moretti's three. So I guess four I would classify as really, really big shots. And then Benson, who had no blocks coming in, had two blocks at the rim, just denying Louisville baskets. So you're 6'4 walk-on becomes your rim protector, and then you see just how big of a team effort that it was last night. Most everybody was involved, and that was fun to see these guys really come together as a team, especially with the newness of the players that are trying to figure themselves out with all the new bodies out there.
And, you know, with all of that newness, it's amazing when a team commits itself to playing defense, just how much better they can be.
And that's the way it's got to be for Chris Beard. Coach Beard recruits players that are ready to take coaching, ready to play ball the way that they have set the precedent for. And that's Mark Adams, who's one of the assistants. He's the defensive coach, a defensive genius. Really not in my opinion. I don't think that's debatable. Coach Adams is a defensive genius. And then Coach Beard, I've never seen anybody work so hard. I've never seen anybody so competitive. So you have to take on those attributes if you're going to play for this team. So they take over the personality of their head coach and follow that leadership. And when it works, man, it works. We've seen it now for 2 years, and you know, we didn't see it so much with Creighton, Iowa, and DePaul, but we definitely saw it last night.
Jeff, you're going on fumes. I appreciate you allowing us to call you and get reactions from the big game last night. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
How cool is that? No sleep and still joining us. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 Women's Basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today. Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place marked by unmistakable commitment and unrivaled spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and excitement is unleashed.
Big 12 basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the start. The game
is... At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. at this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
Second and goal from the OU 3. Brown takes the ball, hands it off, Hubbard right side, breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, diving toward the end zone. He's in! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State! Chuba Hubbard!
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack, joined by Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Dave, I was looking this up, and I think I saw this on the OSU website. The state of Oklahoma has produced some consistent college football success. Among active bowl appearance streaks, Oklahoma's third, Oklahoma State is ninth.
Yeah, a lot of winning games. And for Oklahoma State, that's been a fairly recent thing. You know, Cowboys haven't missed a bowl game since 2005. It's been a long time since they've been absent. And that continued this year with a pretty young team, a team that only starts, you know, depending on the day, three or four seniors. So, yeah, it's of course, University of Oklahoma has had long-term success and at a very high level. But it's, you know, you spend time down here, football is serious business. And everybody is very supportive of their college teams. And so that kind of goes with the territory here.
Mike Gundy's done an excellent job. And you look at the win percentage for Oklahoma State in the bowl games, 65.5%. That ranks second amongst the FBS teams with a minimum of 20 bowl appearances. But in this particular season, 8-4 record, 5-4 in the conference, do the fans still get excited for a bowl game such as this one with the Texas Bowl? Or is it becoming old hat that it's like, well, yeah, we had an okay year, but... Which is okay to have those type of expectations, but what's the pulse of the fan base?
I think the fan base is moderately excited. I do think they're disappointed they didn't get something a little higher up the bowl pecking order. The Texas Bowl is a little bit down the list. Oklahoma State was very hot at the end of the year. You know, I think the good thing is the fans can travel to Houston a lot easier than some other places. But I think they would have loved to seen Notre Dame in the Camping World Bowl. If you're talking about just matchups, I think they would have enjoyed the chance to go to the Alamo Bowl and play, you know, a very good team out of the Pac-12. But people are still excited. But at the same time, I think what happens is you get into these bowl rotations and you just kind of go to the same places over and over again. And in Oklahoma State's case, you're playing another former Big 12 foe. So now since 2013, the Cowboys in bowl games have played Missouri twice, Colorado once, and now Texas A&M. And I think for some people, I think for a lot of people, it's like, well, gosh, it'd be nice to play somebody different. I think that a lot of people sell it on the concept, well, it's old Big 12 rivals, but it's like, but it hasn't been that long ago. So I think there's moderate excitement, but I also think there are some who are a little frustrated that, you know, you couldn't get somebody, a kind of a new opponent, for lack of a better description.
Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That was going to be my next question, just to ask about playing all the Big 12 foes. So you kind of took that answered question right out of my mouth. That's an interesting point, though. I was wondering if that drew more excitement, but it sounds like some of the luster of that is kind of tapered off a bit. I want to talk about, you talked about playing hot at the end of the year. The Big 12 play started out rough for the Cowboys. They lost three of their first four, and then they won four straight before Bedlam. As you kind of look back on the season, what kind of sparked that little streak there?
I think defensively they became much more solid. They quit giving up big plays on defense, which is huge. And then offensively, they grew up. I mean, eventually Spencer Sanders would be injured and couldn't play the last two games. But, you know, he really matured as a quarterback. They shortened the game. They slowed things down on offense. They started huddling to keep the defense off the field, but also to help the offense slow down. And I think as young as they were, starting anywhere from three to four seniors per game, it just took them some time to figure out, okay, how do we play with this group? Do we want to play fast on offense, which they did early? Do we need to play slower and slow things down for the young quarterback? Well, as time went along, it became evident that's what needed to happen. Defensively, they were learning a new scheme, something entirely different than what they ran a year ago. I think it took time for them to figure that out. You know, exactly what do we do within this scheme that makes the most sense for our personnel? And you have to audition that in games to really understand what's best for you. So I just think it took time for them to get a feel for exactly what they should be doing on offense and defense.
I want to go back to last year's bowl game, because it was kind of, well, kind of the end of the year, and that bowl game was kind of the launching point, I felt, for the Canadian Cowboy, Chuba Hubbard. Talk about his transition from last year with Justice Hill kind of skipping the bowl game to get ready for the NFL, to how he's developed this season.
You know, I think the question a lot of people had with Chuba was, you know, he was great the last four games last year and had a good game against Missouri in the bowl game, but, you know, would he be durable? You know, could he hold up over an entire year? And that turned out to be a non-factor. I thought he could be better than Justice because he's so ridiculously fast, and even with his pads on, he has patience. He always seems to be falling forward for extra yards. He's a more physical runner than I thought he would be. I thought he'd be somewhat physical, but, you know, he basically spent the entire season leading the nation in yards after contact. He's a special combination of talents, and it's still hard for me to believe he wasn't at least a Heisman finalist. I don't know. We don't need to necessarily go down that path, but that's just kind of hard to believe. He's going to end up with 2,000-plus yards most likely, and at the end of the year, not quite as productive, but part of that was, you know, without Spencer Sanders, that changes what defenses do to him. And then, you know, kind of worn down at the end of the year. He had a lot of games where he carried the ball 25, 26, even 30-plus times. So you would expect him to wear down a bit, but, oh, he was just phenomenal. And just a unique talent, a combination of all the things you want.
Yeah, I won't run through the numbers, but up for the Doak Walker Award. And you compare his numbers to Jonathan Taylor of Wisconsin and J.K. Dobbins of Ohio State. They're not even close. I mean, it's just remarkable how much further ahead he was. Just a remarkable season. And, you know, I looked, there were at least close to 20 teams. There may have even been more that were out recruiting Chuba. And it looked like, you know, he kind of came from out of nowhere, but a lot of schools knew about him up there in Canada.
Oh, late. You know, you had all the big boys. Alabama was after him. There were other SEC schools, very prominent people that got in late. We got there early and worked that situation early and really got a big lead as far as his recruitment was concerned. And so we were able to make sure that no one snuck in there and took him away. But, yeah, that was a good find. You know, and starting middle linebacker, Amen Agbambamiga is also a Canadian, so we've had some success up there.
Yeah, absolutely. You talked about Spencer Sanders. He injured his thumb. Drew Brown stepped in. Talk about how he played down the stretch.
You know, he was fine. You know, he is not the dynamic runner that Spencer Sanders is. Probably a little more seasoned and a little more versed in a passing game. That it covers the entire field. But Spencer Sanders, he had some limitations because he was young. But he started 22 games at Hawaii, so he was experienced. And, you know, he was solid. And, you know, obviously Oklahoma didn't go as planned, but, you know, I think that was a situation where, you know, you needed to hit some big plays and didn't hit them to really have a decent chance to beat them. But he was just solid for the most part, just went out and tried to manage the game and, you know, not take chances and just be solid, which is what they were hoping he could do. And for the most part, that's what he did.
Couple more questions. As I mentioned, Justice Hill, Larry Williams, there were a couple others that skipped the bowl game. What's the situation like this year? Do you expect a full roster to play or?
Don't know yet. We'll sort that out in the next week or so. And I don't know to what extent those decisions have been made, but uncertain. And I've learned here in recent years, it's just hard to predict what guys will do. So you just kind of take it as it comes. So we're not quite certain on how that's going to go yet.
I thought Coach Gundy handled it pretty well last year. I mean, the landscape is just the mindset is changing for these players.
It is, and you can't dwell on it.
Yeah.
If you dwell on it, then your team dwells on it, and then they're not sharp. So there's no sense dwelling on it. You play with the guys that you have and you go from there, and you can't you can't spend much time even talking about it, because then it becomes a crutch, and that makes matters even worse, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And then men's basketball, Cowboys 7-2. They've lost a couple in a row, though, and for the most part have been playing some pretty good defense from what I saw, except second half maybe the other night against Wichita. How are things looking for the men's basketball team?
Well, things were looking good. They got off to a 7-0 start, as you said, but they've been without their starting point guard, and when he left the team due to illness, Isaac Likely, for the last two games, and it's made a huge difference. He's a tenacious defender, was the team's leading scorer, led the team in steals, a really good rebounder, and they've missed him a lot. The last two games, they've not been nearly as good defensively. In the two losses to Georgetown and Wichita State, they have Houston Sunday in Houston, and I'm not sure if Likely will be back for that game. So it's been tough without him. With him, they've been a really good defensive team, an offensive team that's been good at times, not so good at others. Last two games, they've really been hurt on the glass, so they'll need to get that fixed. But they really miss the point guard, Isaac Likely. They're in a completely different team when he's with them.
All right, that's good. I took enough of your time. Talked your ear off.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, we always appreciate
the
visit. Yeah. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I'm sure we'll talk with you again once the men get into conference play and start swinging into basketball. We'll have you back on.
Sounds good. Happy holidays to everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Happy holidays to you, too. We'll be back with more Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12. A place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 Women's Basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change, because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference, and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Ah, hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident.
Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Two men in the backfield. Here's the handoff. This is Brown to the left side. He's at the 10, to the 5. He's got it. He's got it. Touchdown, K-State. 15-yard run for Jordan Brown. And the Wildcats lead with 10:24 to go, 23-17.
Back on Big 12 this week, Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats, joining us. They were picked to finish ninth at the beginning of the football season, Wyatt, and I'm not sure a lot of people knew what to expect in the first year of Chris Klieman, but man, 8-4 exceeded expectations, right?
Oh, in every single way, Bill, to be honest about it. I don't know if even the most diehard Wildcat fan would have thought that K-State was capable of 8 and playing the way they did throughout most of the year. It was a little bit of an up and down and roller coaster ride to a degree. As an example, they won 3 and then lost a couple. Won 3 more, lost a couple, and then won out, winning at Tech and beating a good Iowa State team at home. I think there was a little disappointment maybe with being passed over on a couple of the bowls that were a little bit higher, but I think when it's all said and done, it's a terrific matchup, and the way K-State played this year, I think you just have to tip your cap to Coach Klieman and that staff and those players. Those 27 seniors meant a lot to him in this first year. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, you know, kind of you talked about the up-and-down season. Kind of the make-or-break point may have come during that three-game stretch, beating TCU and Oklahoma at home, then winning the Sunflower Showdown, sitting at 6-2. I mean, you lose a couple of those games, you're at 500, and it's probably looking like a 6-6 season.
That's very perceptive on your part, because what I would tell you is, and I really believe this is true after talking about it with Coach Klieman, I think the biggest win of the year at the time was beating TCU at home. K-State was reeling at that point. They have, over the years, had trouble with Gary Patterson and TCU. And to find a way to win that, as beat up as they were, was a monumental win. And then all of a sudden, another week later or so, your backs are starting to get healthy again. A couple of other guys starting to get healthier again, and Malik Knowles as an example. Then they started to put it together. So I don't think there's any doubt that, yes, the Oklahoma win was awesome, and it will be the one that people talk about 25 years from now. But I think what propelled them to move forward maybe more than anything else was that win at home against TCU.
And that's interesting that you bring that up, because I'm sure as people were listening to that, they're like, well, come on, Oklahoma. But really, you're right. If they don't win that TCU game, what kind of momentum are they going to have going in thinking they can compete with Oklahoma? That's a really interesting point that I didn't even think about.
Well, and then on top of that, and you know this, you follow the league pretty closely too, it's every week is different, and every week has its own challenges. I mean, otherwise, I don't know how you make sense of a lot of it, to be honest about it. I mean, you know, with Iowa State was rolling, and they have Oklahoma State in there, and they lose. You know, just as one example, everybody had given up on West Virginia, and one little change, they come here and win. They win two of their last three with Jarrett Nagy starting at quarterback ahead of Austin Kendall. So I think there are a lot of things. I mean, you can even look at Iowa State's ups and downs, to be honest with you. They had some unbelievable efforts, one falling a little bit short at Oklahoma. Remember now, they were down big in that game and came back and lost 42-41 and tried to win it with two late. So every week is different. And I just think, because of that, you know, the momentum can shift, and you can see teams go on what I'll describe as mini streaks, good and bad.
You know, I talked about that at some point during the season, and I think Baylor was the only team that this didn't happen to. But
yeah,
you guys, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and I think maybe even Texas Tech, they may have been ranked early in the season. I can't remember. I don't have the list in front of me. But teams that made it into the top 25, in the AP top 25, they lost the next week. And I think Baylor was the only team that kept on winning. It was, or maybe it was TCU. I can't remember the whole list. But it seemed like everyone, once they cracked the top 25, they were getting knocked out by someone. It was really a competitive conference.
Yeah, I think what you're describing, Bill, it comes down to this. I don't think past Oklahoma and Baylor, and even you can probably throw them in there to a small degree, there's not a lot of separation in the league. Part of that is you look at, I guess, what you would have to describe as a four-way tie for third with Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Iowa State, and Texas. And I think most people would say that, you know, there's not much difference in those teams. They're all well coached. They've had ups and downs, yes, but on any given day, they can beat you. No doubt about that. And I just think that, you know, the difference is so small in the league, more times than not. That's why you have what we're trying to describe here, I think.
Yeah, interesting. We're talking with Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. We'll get a chance to see Navy this weekend in the Army-Navy game. And the way that the Heisman stuff works out, I mean, if the group of five had their own Heisman Trophy equivalent, Malcolm Perry would probably get it. An exciting running back to watch.
He is a very unique player. A year ago, in a season in which they struggled, going 3-10, he started as their quarterback, and they changed and used a couple of other guys. And their coach now has said, in retrospect, probably the biggest mistake I've made, this kid is an electric runner. They run that triple option, which is a thorn in the side of everybody that tries to defend it. They have seven or eight what I'll call scat backs, halfbacks is what they are, to go with fullbacks. And they just – there's so much to try to protect against because they threaten you so much with their speed on the edge that they're just a hard out. And, you know, what? Yes, they were 3-10 last year, but what people miss is this will be their 17th bowl in 19 years. And he's been there, I think, as an assistant or a head coach, you know, almost 25 years. So they're pretty used to winning culture, and that makes a big, big difference. I'm excited about the game, and I think it's a heck of a nice challenge for K-State. I really do.
Yeah, and, you know, K-State playing in their 22nd bowl game in school history, and then I think they're looking for the first three straight bowl game win streak in school history. So there's a lot to play for. You talked about the number of seniors. And I don't want to jump too far ahead here, but how big would a bowl win be for Coach Klieman? And then as you kind of look ahead to next year, replacing a lot of that, how difficult will year two be for him?
Well, that's a really good question, and it's probably hard to answer today. I think they're trying they know, and he knew full well coming in here, that they had a very large senior class of 27 guys. I don't know that he knew that they were going to be, you know, jumping all on board and doing what they accomplished all season long, but he knew he had a big senior class to replace. So they've really been diligent in trying to fill some holes, and they have. With signing day coming up here soon, I think they're in pretty good shape and still working. But it would be great on so many levels. I'm telling you, man, winning bowl games is hard. And for K-State to have an opportunity to win a third in a row, I think, does several things. One, it sends these seniors out on a terrific note. And they'll probably always be remembered as being that first group with Coach Klieman. So there's that. Then there's the Coach Klieman factor himself and the job that he's done. Then I think you look at recruiting and the future as the next leg of that. And – you know what, you can go out and sell a lot of things about K-State football, but, you know, to win nine, beat Oklahoma, and accomplish all of those things that they did, if they can beat Navy, wow. it really says a lot about, you know, just the momentum that they have in the program currently.
Well, K-State got the upper hand on the new coaching hires for this first this first go-round.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody would have predicted it to be like this. And I think what impressed me the most about Coach Klieman is just, you know, he's so comfortable in just being himself and doing it his way. And I so appreciate that because, you know, a lot of people will, you know, try to, you know, do it differently or do it the way the other guy did it or all of that. And he's so comfortable in his own skin and he doesn't waver. That's one thing he has in common with Coach Snyder. He doesn't let a win or a loss or a big euphoric moment or a really low moment affect him very much. And I just think that's I wish we all had that trait.
That's a good one to have, no doubt. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, appreciate you joining us tonight.
Absolutely. My pleasure, bud. Anytime.
We got more coming up here at Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and... And if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week, which can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights, starting at 9 Eastern on channel 375. Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beach's Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 Meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Time for Making It Look Natural. Nick Basquin had two career touchdowns entering Saturday's Big 12 championship game between the Sooners and the Bears. Late in the third quarter, the Sooners were faced with a 3rd-and-6 from the Baylor 18. Basquin helped break a 13-13 tie to give OU the lead.
Sooners 2 of 3 on third down, second half. Four wide receivers set. Brooks the back, snap to Hurts. Four-man rush, looks left, takes a shot, end zone, left side, come back. Basquin, touchdown! Nick Basquin, his first touchdown in 3 years! Oh, mama, what a catch!
Toby rolling there, Nick Basquin making it look natural against JT Woods. He was looking over his right shoulder. The ball was underthrown. I don't know if it was meant to be underthrown, but kind of forced Basquin to turn across his body, made a great catch, making it look natural. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. There is a big, well, listen, you knew the kind of the fiasco that took place up in Ames when Iowa and Iowa State football met up. The women renewing the rivalry on the hardwood tonight, and then the men do it tomorrow. The 73rd meeting between Iowa and Iowa State for the men will be Thursday night. But going on right now, you've got the women, and the Hawkeyes are leading Iowa State at this point. But Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly, who is retiring after 25 years after this season, talked about what this series means.
This game lasts 40 minutes, but for some of us who've been involved in it, there's players that talk about it for their whole life because of what happened in this game, because people notice. It's one of those games that, you know, even if you're not an Iowa State women's basketball fan, you're an Iowa State fan, so you want us to beat the other team. But that makes it fun.
I saw a tweet from Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register. Said that each member of the Iowa coaching staff walked up to Bill Fennelly to give him a hug. So an emotional night on many levels there at Hilton. So a great moment there and a great series, great rivalry in that state. We'll come back and wrap things up. You can listen to Big 12 this week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. So check that out as well. We'll be back. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place marked by unmistakable commitment and unrivaled spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, a conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and excitement is unleashed.
Big 12 basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
Back on Big 12 this week. After leading Team USA to a gold medal at the FIBA U19 World Cup this past summer, Kansas State men's basketball coach Bruce Weber was picked as the co-recipient of the USA Basketball National Coach of the Year Award. He shares that honor with Louisville women's basketball coach Jeff Walls, who led the U19 women to a gold medal in the World Cup. So he's got some work to do, though. He's got some work ahead of him here. The defending Big 12 champs were picked to finish 9th, 5-3 with a game here against Alabama State.
I mean, you know, the predictions, obviously, you know, it's not great for your fans and selling tickets, but at the same time, you know, for us, it doesn't matter. We, you know, every year there's somebody that's picked 8th or 9th, 7th that ends up being in the top of the league, that ends up, you know, Texas Tech playing for a national championship, whatever it might be, that it always happens. We were, I think a couple of years ago, we were picked 8th and ended up in the Elite 8. So.
All right, well, congratulations to him. Thanks to our guests. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Javid Jordan running our board. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week. From Learfield, IMG College.
on the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.